WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood boundary enthusiast. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving? Like a human pinata, just waiting to be hit and showered with everyone else's needs? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world that glorifies hustle culture and always being on, but here's the truth bomb. Sometimes, saying no is the most compassionate thing you can do for yourself. And today, we're diving deep into how practicing self-compassion and acceptance can be your superpower when setting those healthy boundaries. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs. There are days you're feeling like a rock star, ready to conquer the world, and then there are days, well, let's just say sweatpants become your best friend. On both of these days, high energy or low key, setting healthy boundaries is about respecting yourself first and foremost. It's about recognizing that you deserve peace, time for self-care, and space to recharge. So, how do we weave this beautiful tapestry of self-compassion and acceptance with those strong, sturdy boundaries? Here are five key takeaways that will have you feeling empowered and ready to rock your own life. 1. Know your limits. Seriously, what's your deal breaker? What drains your energy? It could be anything from constant negativity to taking on too many commitments. Figure out what pushes your buttons and don't be afraid to draw a line in the sand. Remember, it's not selfish, it's self-preservation. You wouldn't let someone drive your car without knowing its limits, so why treat your emotional well-being any differently? 2. Practice saying, no, like a boss. No, is a complete sentence. Period. Don't feel pressured to justify yourself or over-explain. A simple, thanks for the offer, but I'm not able to commit right now, is perfectly sufficient. You don't owe anyone an elaborate explanation for prioritizing your own peace. Think of it like this. Saying, no, to something that doesn't serve you is saying, yes, to something that does, like a good book, a relaxing bath, or simply some much-needed quiet time. 3. Communicate clearly and kindly. Setting boundaries isn't about being harsh or cold. It's about expressing your needs respectfully and assertively. When communicating your boundaries, use I statements to express your feelings and intentions. For example, instead of saying, you always interrupt me, try, I feel unheard when I'm interrupted. Could we please take turns speaking? See the difference? It's all about fostering understanding and respect. 4. Be flexible but firm. Boundaries aren't set in stone. Life is fluid, and sometimes you might need to adjust them. That's perfectly okay. But remember, flexibility doesn't mean giving up on what matters to you. If someone tries to push your boundaries, calmly reiterate your needs. You are the author of your own life story. Write it with confidence and clarity. 5. Celebrate your successes. Setting and maintaining boundaries takes effort, so give yourself a pat on the back when you succeed. Every time you say no without guilt or hesitation, every time you stand up for yourself with grace and kindness, celebrate that win. You're building a stronger, more resilient version of yourself, and that's something worth celebrating. Let me tell you a story. Imagine this. Sarah, a super talented graphic designer, constantly found herself overwhelmed by projects. She'd agree to everything, even when her schedule was packed, feeling pressured to please everyone. One day, after working late into the night again, she hit rock bottom. That's when she realized something had to change. Sarah started setting boundaries. She learned to say no to extra projects, she prioritized self-care, and she communicated her needs clearly with clients. And guess what? Her stress levels plummeted, her work quality improved, and she even found more time for her passions. So, take it from Sarah, and from me, setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Remember, self-compassion and acceptance are the cornerstones of strong boundaries. Be kind to yourself. Listen to your needs, and don't be afraid to say no when necessary. You've got this. Keep rocking those boundaries and spreading that self-love around. And remember, if you ever need a pep talk or some boundary-setting inspiration, just hit me up. I'm always here for you. And hey, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode filled with real talk and boundary-breaking wisdom. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.